welcome to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'm Michaela Cannon. A very happy, happy holiday magical season to you. Gary and I have a great show lined up. The halls are decked, the guests are in the studio, and we are your LGBT connection right here on KRCB-FM. Stay with us.
The mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. What can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss, kiss, kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. Meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, low in a spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Gary Carnevale, and that was Mr. Sister opening up our show with their version of Old Black Magic. Glad you could be with us this evening. Mary Marcapagna is with us on the engineering boards. Actually, Michaela's on the engineering board doing a great job. Mary's looking over. In just a bit, we'll be talking with Lupe Pacheco about the North Bay L scene and their upcoming holiday affair, which is a dance and social for the LGBT community. We'll also chat with physical therapist assistant Angie Antung about taking care of ourselves, our bodies, and about playing music. Angie is a member of Mr. Sister, the featured music for this evening, and there's lots of it we'll get to, and the band, which will be playing at the L Scene Holiday Affair event. Before we get started, let's get to Greg Moralia with Outbeat News and Calendar.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, December 16th, 2012. This week, the FBI released the 2011 hate crime statistics. This is an annual report on the number of hate crimes reported from across the country. The good news is that the total number of reported hate crimes is down from 6,624 in the year 2010 to 6,216 in 2011. There were noticeable drops in hate crimes motivated by race and religion. However, hate crimes motivated by the victim's sexual orientation were up from 1,470 in 2010 to 1,508 in 2011. Gay men were the most commonly targeted victims. 64% of all hate crimes involved some sort of physical violence, ranging from intimidation to murder. And vandalism was the most commonly reported hate crime involving property. Most hate crimes were reported at the victim's residence, but schools and colleges continue to be the third most common location for a hate crime to occur. And in Oregon, a gay man who works at Macy's is being lauded as a hero for helping customers safely escape an Oregon mall when a gunman opened fire there last Tuesday, killing two people before turning the gun on himself. Alan Fonseca, who works at the Lanscombe makeup counter in Macy's at Oregon's Clackamas Town Creek Mall, guided customer Jocelyn Lay out of the building during Tuesday's shooting. Once Lay was safe, Fonseca went back into the mall twice to help other customers escape safely. He said, "I felt if I knew how to get them out of the mall and out to safety, then I should share that knowledge with everyone else, like the shoppers who don't come here regularly and don't know all of the exits. So I decided to go back because I wanted to see if anybody else was in panic or needed help." Fonseca has three times earned scholarships from the LGBTQ Greater Seattle Business Association Scholarship Association, and most recently when he received the Don Moreland Memorial Scholarship. He's currently a student at Eastern Washington University. And here in the Bay Area, the University of California Hastings College of Law last week announced the appointment of Elizabeth L. Hillman as the school's newest academic dean. Not only is Hillman an experienced legal and military scholar and a veteran of the Air Force, she also happens to be a lesbian, married to her wife, Trish Colbert, and raising five children in their Berkeley home. Hillman joined the UC Hastings faculty in 2007 after earning her PhD in history and a JD from Yale Law School. According to the university's press release, Hillman is also the president of the National Institute for Military Justice, a nonprofit dedicated to promoting fairness and public understanding of military justice worldwide, and she is a co-legal director of the Palm Center, a military policy think tank that was instrumental in bringing about the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Hillman has testified before Congress and served as an expert in trials surrounding military law, history, and culture. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, December 17th, and every Monday at 5:30 p.m., the Petaluma Health Center hosts LGBTQ Support Group at 1179 North McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. And on Tuesday, December 18th at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And also on Tuesday, new volunteer orientations will take place at 7 p.m. for Food for Thought, the Sonoma County AIDS Food Bank, 6550 Railroad Avenue in Forestville. And on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of every week, from noon to 4 p.m., face-to-face, the Sonoma County AIDS Network offers free and anonymous and confidential HIV testing at their offices, 873 2nd Street in Santa Rosa. No appointment is needed. And on Thursday, December 20th at 7 p.m., the Positive Images Youth Group will meet at the Santa Rosa High School Teachers Lounge, 1235 Mendocino Avenue. And on Thursday, December 20th at 6:30 p.m., the Men's Peer-to-Peer HIV Group will gather at the Face-to-Face office, 873 2nd Street in Santa Rosa. On Friday, December 21st, from 10:30 a.m. until noon, the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will convene at the Vintage House Senior Center, 264 1st Street East in Sonoma. And on Saturday, December 22nd, North Bay L-Scene will host a holiday affair from 7 p.m. until midnight at the Hilton in Roanoke Park. There will be dancing, socializing, cocktails, and champagne. Tickets are $15 and reservations are recommended. You can learn more by going to www.northbay-lscene.com. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moraglia. Now back to Outbeat Collage with Gary Carnevale and Michaela Kennan.
Welcome back to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'm Gary Carnevale here with Michaela Kennan and Mary Moore Capagna. And we are joined by our friend Lupe Pacheco. Hi, Lupe.
How you doing, Gary?
Thanks for coming out tonight.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Certainly. Not kind of a gloomy day, gloomy evening, but a little holiday cheer.
Yes, yes. I am glad to be out and about.
Really, really. So you are back with a great new event you're planning for next week.
I am back. Yes. Yes. Just couldn't stay away.
No. Well, and we love you for it.
Well, thank you.
So talk about a holiday affair.
A holiday affair. You know, I just wanted to have a party, kind of like the parties I've been having at my house, because ever since I let go of Sapphire Lounge and the other side, we still kept the party going, but the party has been at our house. And I wanted to have a party that just felt like that, like just get people together and really have a great time and dance and have it be really homey and welcoming. And I thought, well, you know, I think I could do that. My house is too small for a couple hundred people. So the Hilton was nice enough to offer to host us. So we're back at the Hilton. and hoping to have a nice homey, great music, lots of dancing, and socializing with friends kind of dance.
Nice. And it's all happening next Saturday.
Next Saturday at the Hilton, yes.
And how can people get tickets?
We have a website, and it's northbay-elsine.com, and they could get tickets there. But also, we welcome people at the door. We just have tickets online so that people can easily obtain their tickets and then just go on through the line. But we welcome people at the door. It is in the Grand Ballroom, so we have plenty of room.
Nice.
Plenty of room.
Nice. How many people are you expecting?
I think that we're going to get our usual couple hundred. We're hoping for a few more, but we really think that it's about a couple of hundred people that we're expecting, with the live band and the DJ, and people have been making table reservations. We have at least about 90 so far with the table reservations that have,
wow,
that have already purchased tables.
Nice.
So,
nice. So talk about what will be happening next Saturday, the cocktails, champagne, and how people can go about getting a table.
Well, what we're hoping to do is people can go online and they reserve a table by buying a bottle of wine or champagne. And that table, you can do that for yourself and your partner. You can do that for yourself and your friends. And that guarantees that you will have a table. We will have plenty of tables and plenty of seating for everyone. But this is for those that want to guarantee that. And then the tickets are $15, and that you can, once again, get them online or get them at the table. There's two full bars that will be available, so people can go ahead and purchase drinks and cocktails and beer and, of course, non-alcoholic beverages and water. And then we have a nice little outdoor space with a little fire pit, so people go outside. Some people still smoke, so they can smoke outside and socialize. And usually it gets really warm, so they go outside to cool off also.
Right, right, from dancing.
And right, right.
So we'll get to Angie later, who's a member of Mr. Sister.
Yes.
And we'll talk to her about her participation, but talk about the DJ. Who will be the DJ and what kind of music will they be playing?
The DJ will be my partner, the wonderful Tama, DJ Tama Dancer. And we are hoping to complement the music, the band. The band is playing some Motown and some Heard It Through the Grapevine and Mercy and that kind of danceable tunes. And Tama will complement that with some Top 40, but also some disco and a little Ray Charles.
Nice.
And Aretha Franklin and maybe even some Rihanna, that kind of music. We tend to play anything that's danceable, but mm-hmm. definitely the classics, and stick to what people really like, but throw in a couple of songs that people haven't heard in a long time, but the kind that make people think like, oh my God, I haven't heard that. I love that song, and get on the dance floor.
Right. Nice, nice. It's a great space. It's a beautiful space.
It's a great space. Yeah. Yes, it is.
How many events have you done at the Hilton?
I have done, this is my third event at the Hilton, my third event there.
They're so welcoming. And it's such a nice space, and
it is.
And people, are people getting a special on a room if they decide to stay?
Yes,
once again,
109 room rate by the Hilton.
Nice.
They've been nice enough to do that, and everything's right there. That way, you don't have to worry about driving any place. And of course, it is the Hilton, so it's very beautiful rooms. There's a restaurant on the premises, so you can have dinner, go to the dance, and then in the morning have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too cold to hit the pool, but
right.
But they do have a jacuzzi, so who knows?
Unless you want to do a polar bear jump.
People have been known, and when I've had parties at the DoubleTree, you laugh.
Right.
But I was wondering why people were wet, and it's because they jumped.
Wow.
They actually jumped the fence. And we're in the pool.
Wow.
Yeah. So
oh, wow.
People have been known to do
that. Uh-huh. Really?
Yes.
You can't control everything.
No, I cannot.
All good fun. All
right.
Good clean
right.
fun. Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So talk about North Bay Elsine. When that started and how you're reaching out to the community and planning events. And
well, I started North Bay Elsine actually last year for a little while. just to see what was out there, and didn't really have any events. But what I was doing is I was putting out everybody else's events and just basically having a calendar so that everybody could see what was going on. And then I decided that it was time to have something here. I wanted to do it a little differently than I did before, in that every once in a while we will have a nice, great, big party.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope to have a monthly event that is free or no cover,
mm-hmm.
and that people could come. Everyone. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. It is targeted because I am a woman and I'm lesbian. It is targeted toward women that are lesbian and my age, whatever age that is.
Young.
Yes, young. Very young. But everyone is welcome. And we hope to have that every month at a different place.
Mm.
And it just so happens that Rendezvous Bistro, I happened to be there with a coworker and spoke with the manager, and we just got to talking, and he's a gay young man and wanted to have a get together there.
Mm.
And I said, well, you know, I used to be a promoter and I think that's a great idea. And we talked a little bit about how to do it. And I said, just do it. Just set the date and invite people. The rest will happen. And that's how Rendezvous Bistro got their mm-hmm. gay night, which happened last Thursday.
Last Thursday, yes.
And it was very well attended.
Nice.
The whole bar and the restaurant was full.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's great.
Yes.
And
it was
Nino
great.
Is delightful, the owner of
yes,
Rendezvous.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
It's so such an integral part of the community and very open to the LGBT community.
Yes.
I met him a couple years ago and
I actually met him. Today is Sunday. I met him on Friday.
Oh, really?
I met him Friday night at Space 25.
Wow.
Which is one of the places that we hope to have.
Right. So Space 25 is still available.
Yes, it is. And it's beautiful.
It is. Wow.
We hope to have a get together there in at the end of January.
Nice. Which is in Santa Rosa also.
Yes.
We should say these places.
Right. And Rendezvous Bistro in Santa Rosa on 4th Street will continue to have gay night the first Thursday of the month.
Nice. And you're going to help promote that.
I'm going to help promote that. Yes.
Okay. And North Bay L Scene is a website, and you also have a Facebook page.
Yes, right? We do. So with North Bay L Scene, it's basically to get the community together and help put on events. Just some of them, most of them will be just gatherings
mm-hmm.
that people don't have to spend any money. It's just come on out if you are so inclined and come hang out, and we hope to partner with different male promoters and producers. The gentleman, Ted, I believe, with Santa Rosa Gaydar,
mm-hmm.
who was there last Thursday, he's also wanting to do this. So we hope to partner together and bring the community together.
Nice.
Kind of like, remember the Santa Rosa Inn?
Oh, yeah.
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 Kind of like that.
Right, right.
Kind of like
nice,
that.
Nice.
Yes, that would be
but
really
it's
nice.
But it's difficult to sustain a bar. I mean, Guerinville has its LGBT bars. But in Santa Rosa, I think the way to go is with events, maybe weekly, maybe monthly. And
they're so welcoming because we go out and we always act like we're together, of course. And we've never had any problems. And so it's great. It's great that we don't have to feel like we have to have a space, mm-hmm. although it is nice having a space.
Certainly.
So having a mixer, a lesbian and gay mixer is always just a fun thing to do. And then Chrome Lotus still does
right
their night. Although, have you been there?
I haven't.
Like, oh my God,
yeah.
People are getting younger.
Yeah, we were just saying that. We were coming to get each other's glasses, and Lupe said, you weren't wearing glasses last time, and she said, I wasn't either, and yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Americans are getting older. You
right,
know?
Right.
So certainly the LGBT community is, and it's nice to have events that cover all age groups, and
right.
people can certainly get along and have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've been at it for a while with Sapphire and...
I've been at it for, I think it's over 10 years now.
Yeah.
I did take a long break.
Right,
to focus
right.
on my regular job and been traveling a bit.
Nice.
And I just decided, it's like, okay, now I look at it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
More open and, just a little bit more relaxed and right. not worrying about the little details, things will fall into place.
Certainly, certainly.
We'll you have the music, you have the venue, things will fall into place.
Yeah. Well, you. No one does it like you.
Well, thank you.
You put on a great party.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you always have. So tell people again how they can find out about A Holiday Affair and how they can get tickets.
Go on to our website, www.northbay-lscene.com, and you can find out about A Holiday Affair and any other events that we're doing. And you can purchase a table. You can just get tickets or just find out more information about how to come to the event. And the number is there also if you want to get a room at the Hilton, to get a room for the night so that you don't have to worry about any driving. Everything is right there. And you just could have a great getaway.
Right.
Right here in wine country. We do live in wine country in Santa Rosa.
At a beautiful place. And right. Everyone's welcome.
Everyone is welcome. You do have to be over 21.
Of course.
But right. Everyone is welcome. Right. Everyone. It doesn't matter if you're gay, if you're straight, male, female, transgender. Everyone is welcome.
Right. And it'll be a great night, I'm sure.
And the one thing that we do that's a little different from my events before is we start at 7 because I can't stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning anymore.
Oh,
we start at 7 and we're done by midnight.
So no one has to worry about their carriage turning into a pumpkin.
Right. Right. The music starts at the band starts at 7:45. We
nice.
Will have music before and after
right.
with the DJ, but the band starts at 7:45.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I just can't do the you know, now opens at 9 o'clock, which means that people don't get to till 11:30.
Right, right.
Oh
right.
No.
Right.
Oh no, Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Can't do that anymore.
Lupe, thanks again for coming out tonight.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Certainly. We appreciate it, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Okay. Right now, we'll get to more music by Mr. Sister, who will be performing at A Holiday Affair Saturday night. This is Play That Funky Music.
We like the funk. Gotta have the funk. 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 Now, ooh, come on, y'all, get up and dance. Once I was a boogie singer.
Singing and moving to the
Once again, that was another track from Mr. Sister, Play That Funky Music. And I'm Michaela Kennan, and you are tuned in to Outbeat Collage here on KRCB-FM. Angie Antang is a mobility expert, if you will. She works as a physical therapy assistant at Spring Lake Village here in Santa Rosa. On her days off, if she's not playing golf, she is playing music with a band that you have been hearing as Mr. Sister. They just happen to be performing at the upcoming Holiday Affair Dance next week. And Angie, welcome to Outbeat Collage.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so great that we can have you and Lupe and connect everything all at once. So
synchronicity.
Yes. Well, let's just really start with your working title. What exactly does a physical therapy assistant do, and who are your clientele?
Okay. Well, a physical therapy assistant assists the physical therapists in a plan of care for improving patients' functional mobility, such as walking, getting in and out of bed, going up and down stairs, getting in and out of a car. So basically trying to get them rehab so they can return home after a hospital stay or, you know, say from an outpatient clinic. I do skilled nursing, so geriatrics at Spring Lake Village.
Mm.
So I think anybody over, I think our youngest patient was 56, but most of them are over 70.
Yeah, and Spring Lake Village is, now give me the proper term, is it assisted care?
It's the senior community here. It's a life care community, so they have long-term skilled nursing, assisted living, and independent living. And they're right on Montgomery and Santa Rosa. They're 26 acres, and they've been in Santa Rosa for 25 years.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So share with us a bit of your own background and how you became interested in physical therapy as a career path.
Let's see. I think I took the long way around. My dad used to call me a professional student. So a short run, I ended up at UPS as a driver, as all good lesbians are, or a massage therapist. Then I was a massage therapist. And I figured, I'm not a business person, so can't make a living doing that. So I finally really did some research about what kind of career path I wanted to take. Mm. And PT assisting was close to home. There was a school close by, and it didn't take as long as a PT master's degree, and financially just didn't have those resources. So I decided on PTA, got through school, thought I'd go into sports medicine, but I was headhunted into skilled nursing, and I haven't left since. So,
Where'd you go to school?
I went to De Anza College in Cupertino. The program doesn't exist anymore, so they're hard to find. But it is one of the top 10 occupations to head towards for job security.
Well, talk to us a little bit about the whole aging process. We've sort of been talking in the background about meeting each other, and one time we're wearing glasses, and we weren't the time before. And the fact of it is, yes, we are part of a generation of people that isn't quite as young as we used to be. So just talk to us a little bit about the way our bodies are aging, and what does that mean for us as potential clients and you as a therapist in terms of dealing with the older person?
Okay. Well, you know, what I hear from my patients usually is, I can't believe I'm this age already. And I know when I turned 40, my friend said, you know, it speeds up after 40. Well, when I hit 50, it sure did. That 10 years went. So as far as the aging process, some of the things that we can see is the skin starts to get a little saggy, wrinkles start to show up because the collagen and elastin is not as connecting as well. Our hair turns colors, gray, white. Some of us, you know, probably dye it just to be in denial that we're aging. I don't. I have the salt and pepper. My girlfriend loves it, so I'm going to keep it that way. we lose muscle mass, so we tend to start to lose our balance. Our tendons and ligaments are not as elastic, so we're not as flexible. We lose bone density, so we tend to see a lot more osteoporosis and spontaneous fractures. Our eyesight does start to go. Mine went in second grade, so I'm not sure what that's all about. Genetics, probably. And then our heart doesn't beat as well. We lose a lot of circulation. We start to see things like vascular disease, where we get numbness and tingling, neuropathies, that type of thing. So, aging in a nutshell.
That doesn't sound very fun, actually.
It's a process. You know, aging gracefully, how to do that. A sense of humor helps.
Sure.
Yeah. Are there specific issues that LGBT seniors face that you're seeing as a...
You know, every now and then we might see them in the facility. I would think that the most interesting thing that would happen is when we get transgender people in. You know, do we house them with their sexual orientation that they are identified with now, or their what they were born with? So that's going to be pretty interesting. Probably see that in another 15, 20 years.
I would think, too, that, and I know this is a huge generalization, but a lot of sports injuries sort of come into play as we get older, you know, particularly because a lot of people in our community have been sports enthusiasts, and they can't play as hard as they used to play, and now maybe some of those crunched bones are kind of acting up.
Also known as knee replacements and hip replacements, golfing, basketball, track and field. I would think probably the good things to do would be yoga, keep your flexibility. Pilates is great for your core strength. If you could get up off the floor, you know, but definitely flexibility probably plays the best prevention and strengthening, weight-bearing exercises to keep your bones density at its highest.
Sure.
So talk about the difference in the way folks, not just LGBT folks, but in folks in general, should change the way they work out as they sort of age. From, you know, like you said, the 40s you sort of start, and then the 50s. How, you know, because a lot of gay men really do a lot of weight training, or people who are runners. I mean, can people really sort of sustain that sort of physical activity or you know, people who are involved in certain sports, like you're interested in golf. How do you look at the way you should exercise changing as you age?
Boy, for myself, when I took golf at 50, number one, I thought, okay, well, I got to do it while I can still do it. My back is still intact, and I love the game. There's a lot of walking, and for me, with a lot of walking, it flares up my plantar fasciitis, which is a foot problem.
Mm.
But I do love the game, so it's not going to stop me. So I end up taping my foot, stretching a lot, icing. So whatever passion you have for whatever sport, there's always some kind of Band-Aid that you can put on it. My sister runs marathons, and she's not a great trainer, but she loves to do it. She's in the 50 state club. She wants to run every state. And she had a 68-year-old partner that was like on 168th marathon.
Wow.
And
oh my goodness.
That's passion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, warming up correctly, good form, a personal trainer, even just to get you through the basics of the exercise is pretty important. A lot of times an ego will get in your way, you know, the more I can do, the heavier I lift, but, you know, at the expense of your body to do it incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can hurt yourself. That the pain, no gain. I don't buy into that.
Right, right. The old football coach.
Yeah, I mean, up to a point, but you could, you know, cause even more damage if you go past the pain into, mm-hmm. you know, craziness.
Talk a little bit about more or less the low impact kinds of things, yoga, tai chi, qigong, those kinds of exercise, which is very low impact on the body, but has the benefit emotionally,
mm-hmm.
as well as circulatory. And
you know, as far as yoga, I have friends that do that, and they find that because they have to be so still and they have to focus on relaxing the body and they're into the breath, they find it, and it is a spiritual practice, which, you know, nowadays, if you can get connected to some kind of, you know, energy, higher power, breath work, whatever you want to call your, you know, nature, it's probably going to do a world of good for yourself and the people around you.
And even just walking.
Walking is a great activity.
Sure. Annadel State Park, of course, is across the street.
I've never
from you
been
guys.
There.
Really?
I've never been there, so it's still on my bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to bike.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather bicycle and see more versus stop and smell the flowers, so.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about emotions and stress and the way those kinds of things affect our body.
As far as stress, you tend to see people with a lot of stress in the shoulders, maybe headaches, low back pain, inability to, you know, take a deep breath and be present. They fly off the handle, anger in some situations. It's always good when you get angry or stressed out at work to go outside and just chill out for a moment before coming in and before having an interaction with a patient or a coworker. It helps to know what your boundaries are. And, you know, some people, they don't know that they don't have a boundary before they fly off the handle.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you, in your own practice, do you do a lot with actual kind of hands-on exercising, that kind of thing? Or has technology kind of taken over some of that? You know, machinery and
some machinery. There's things called a new step. We always have, a omnicycle, which is a recumbent bike, but yet in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also motorized. So for people that are really weak or so debilitated, they can't move their own limbs, there's a motor that takes over. We do have free weights and TheraBand and Swiss balls. So there's still a lot of hands-on. And then body weight. That people use for bed exercises.
What can you tell us about diet You know, we hear an awful lot about
Die with a T at the end. See, I don't diet, so I know there are a lot of people that do. You know, they say that the pyramid and four square meals a day. There's so many things about blood pH and high carbs and low protein. So for myself, I don't have a strict diet. I can't really speak to that, except I could use more veggies and fruit.
Mm-hmm. So in a lot of ways, it does come down to listening to your body,
mm-hmm.
and kind of tuning in and knowing that you don't feel good when you maybe eat this particular thing or overdo a little in this area.
Right. And, you know, making goals, you know, dietary goals, sometimes just changing that habit takes a lot of effort. And until, a person has the desire to make that change, it's only a thought until it becomes like a red alarm, you know, something starts to happen. For example, diabetes, you know, sugar. My dad had diabetes. I probably will have at some point in time, but I got that sugar bug. So it may be something in my future to look at.
And there's always this aspect of if you know you have a predisposition, genetically or just a craving that you really like those red Twizzlers or the chocolate cake, part of it is willpower in kind of saying, I'm going to enjoy it, but I'm going to limit what I do as well. And you taking over and you taking charge of your body instead of letting the craving or anything else take over for you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it's about self-responsibility and being educated and aware.
And everything in moderation.
Correct.
So if you're going to have all the calories, there's always some exercise on the side to, you know, calories in, calories out. It's like a checkbook.
Absolutely.
So,
well, and I'm thinking that dancing is an awfully good way to kind of burn a little energy.
We like dancing.
So we do. So that's a perfect segue into talking about the band Mr. Sister. And we've heard a couple of cuts from your band so far. Let's just kind of talk about that. How did you meet? How did the band come into formation?
I've been playing with the drummer, Carol Gardner, for about 12 years. I hadn't played music for a long time, and I saw her playing at Gay Pride and one of the other groups that she was in and hooked up with her. So we started talking, got invited to a rehearsal, and I think about 6 years ago, the original group, Mr. Sister, got together and started playing. The Mr. Sister now, there's five of us, we've been together for about a year, year and a half. So a couple of new members have come in. Some folks have left. But this group of five, we've got a keyboard player, I play the bass, guitar player, a drummer and vocalist. Mm-hmm. And, we seem to be blending really well and, you know, slowly and steady getting out of the living room and, now we're going to be playing at the Hilton.
Excellent.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Let's do just a real quick musical break. Let's go to track three. And now that we're talking to the actual band member, let's hear a little bit more from the band.
Hit the beat. Let's take it to the verse now.
Yeah, yeah. Begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me?
Mr. Sister's cover of Duffy's Mercy. Excellent.
That's
excellent.
Right. Yeah.
You all sound great.
Thanks.
Now, all women, all lesbians?
All women, all lesbians.
All lesbians,
yeah.
Okay.
I think by the looks of them, there's one sister and there's four misters, you know. There's always been a time where we've been, you know, hey, sir, you know, who's the guy in therapy? He's supposed to be working with me. So it's a running joke at work, you know. If they're talking about the guy, it's probably me.
Hence, Mr. Sister. That's
Butch,
fabulous.
Fans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you say that there, of all the music that you play a number of different little styles, is there one sound that is identifiably Mr. Sister? Or?
I would probably say the blues.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. It's fun. You know, it's easy to jam to. It's pretty basic.
Hmm.
And it's been around for a long time.
Sure. Sure. Right.
And music that, you know, speaking of getting older, you know, the Rolling Stones celebrating 50 years, but they're very blues-based. The blues really influenced them. You know, one of the greatest rock and roll mm-hmm. bands, but it was the blues that really got them going.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So
when did you first pick up an instrument? What age? And
let's see. I was 4 when I started playing a little bit of piano, and then played saxophone,
wow.
drums, and I minored in
oh.
music at San Jose State. So I've always dabbled in it. And actually, one of my little kid fantasies was playing in a band and my imaginary brothers. So now I've kind of followed through, but I have all these gals that I play with. So, you know, there
about
is.
About as close as you can
that's
get.
That's about as close as you
right.
can get.
The Partridge
so,
Family or the Osmonds.
Osmonds
yeah.
and
there
the,
you, go.
You know, the Jacksons, the cartoons, they
right,
were
right
there.
There was at one point kind of a gender gap, yet another gender gap in popular music. And, you know, prior to the 60s, you didn't really see girl bands, you know, girl singers, but there weren't a lot of women.
They were in the back.
Yeah, very much so. Background singers weren't a lot of women in the forefront in terms of instrument players.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, we've got people like Chris Williamson and Margie Adams and all those kind of came along in the 70s, and women started playing music for other women. Do you think that gap has narrowed some today, or are we still playing music for other women?
You know, I don't listen to a lot of women's music. I listen to a lot of mainstream. So, but there's a lot of lesbian mainstream out there. And even just women, powerful women that are playing music today. So, you know, the Melissa Etheridge is still out there. And you've got the Rock and Rollers with the Wilson gals.
Mm-hmm. K.D. Lang, of course.
The Indigo Girls and some young folks coming up. I mean, even straight women that are, you know, they're making a buck. They're really hitting the charts out there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it's not as defined as, you know, lesbian and straight, but mm. I think women are making a big impact on music.
Mm. I just finished Cyndi Lauper's memoir, which is a great book, a great book. And even her experience of dealing with the record companies and the sexism,
mm-hmm.
You know, how they wanted to package her and how they really didn't want to give her control. And everyone else, you know, all these other artists were producing, co-producing, but they just really wanted to pigeonhole her and say, this is the kind of music we expect from you. And when she really didn't follow their lead, they stopped promoting her. They stopped paying attention to her.
Right.
Which, you know, you can say that about almost every industry, but, you know, in show business, it's that old boys club, even in Hollywood. And,
yeah, what's going to generate the most bang for your buck? And
right.
How much are you willing to bend your style for a contract and making a living?
Right, right.
So, yeah. I mean, they said Melissa Etheridge had a terrible voice, but she's still out there rocking and rolling. So I remember seeing her when I was at the Yosemite Women's Festival. She must have been 20.
Oh, really?
And with a tape.
And well, oh, her a demo tape.
This was before she made
wow,
it.
Wow,
before
anything.
She was, mm-hmm. she was still singing in Santa Barbara, I think. And she was just amazing.
Wow.
And, you know, I think about 2 years later, she was
right
going.
Had a contract.
So that was pretty wild to
yeah.
actually see her.
Right.
You
and
know.
And wasn't really out, but women found her because I remember a friend saying, "Oh, do you know Melissa Etheridge?" And I went to a Melissa Etheridge. She said, "Well, is she gay?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." And she said, "There were all these obvious. There were lesbians there. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the audience was lesbians before she came out." And I'm, you know, I did, you know. I guess mm-hmm. my gaydar isn't that good. But I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I guess she could be. And even after that point, it was still a few years before she came out. I think she had two or three albums.
And I think it wasn't safe. It wasn't safe for
right.
her to come out and just announce that.
Right.
I mean, she was making inroads in the music arena, and she was kind of probably swimming for her life in doing so. So the other part of it, you know, the whole lesbian aspect was not, that just didn't play into the cards at that point.
Right.
Right. I remember when Katie Lang was singing at the Grammys, and she wasn't out yet,
mm-hmm.
and she was in a dress and flat shoes.
Yes, and if
I
you've
thought,
seen
oh,
those tapes, you know,
wow,
it just boggles your mind.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you we're listening to tracks of yours, and they're from your band. And they're a demo
mm-hmm.
tape. So how many have you recorded? How many songs have you recorded for the demo?
Let's see. On the demo take, I think there's six, but our set list is maybe about 30 songs or so.
Mm.
A couple of originals, but a lot of, you know,
so there are originals.
Rock and, yeah.
A lot of covers. But
a lot of covers.
Right. So who's writing the music? Are you writing the music?
Let's see. Jody James is our vocalist. She's written a couple, and
mm-hmm.
and I've got, you know, one or two out there here and there. So
yeah.
It's a craft that you have to work at. So
right.
I think most of the stuff that I've written was, you know, oh, she broke my heart, 18, 21,
right.
that type of thing. So
you're writing music and lyrics?
Mostly I vamp on musical chords. Mm-hmm. Lyrics, I'm not a big word person, so that's why I'm trying to get my... Say here,
wow.
you know, this is therapy for me right now. I'm
right.
talking. I'm talking.
You're doing a great job. You just played a gig for the Rainbow Women out at Oakmont.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Well, you know, last year we got a great feedback. This year the feedback was they were expecting slower music, so we played our dance stuff, and that's a retirement community, so they wanted slower stuff. So it was interesting to see this year, the biggest song everybody got out to was Girl from Ipanema. Slow song,
oh my
very
goodness.
Sexy song. So I was like, wow, okay, so we really have to watch the age group that we play to. So
right.
this Holiday Affair should be right up our alley. So
you don't have to think about it too much.
We don't have to think about
right,
it.
Right, right. So how many people were at the event?
There's probably about 70 to 80.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing for...
Yeah.
You know, Oakmont, which is a
that's
retirement
right,
community,
right.
to have, you know, a group for lesbians that's forming. So, good for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that so takes us right up to the Holiday Affair. So, give us those details again. You'll be playing along. There will be recorded music there, a DJ.
DJ, right.
But you'll be doing some...
We'll be
set
playing
yourself.
From 7:45 to 9:30, I believe. And the inside joke with the band is, boy, like Lupe was saying, we can't stay up past a certain time. So we're happy to be doing the gig. It was funny how we got it. We were working a different party and just happened to make some contact. So this is kind of a spontaneous thing, and we're excited to be working with Lupe on a project and kind of coming out for us out of the living room and into the Hilton, like I said.
Nice, nice. So any plans to get into a studio? Any?
We have to raise some funds first. So, you know, little gigs here and there that pay us, eventually we'll get something ready for sale for the crowd. So.
Right. Keeping your day job for now.
Keeping my day job, yes.
Darn. When you play events like this, what do you think makes for a, quote, good party? Is it... It's probably dependent on a number of things. You know, the age of the people, the type of music playing...
I would say the music that we're playing, you know, like I said, that this genre of music that we're playing and the style and the danceability should fit very well. And you know, it's in our own community, which is the best thing, because we haven't had a women's band here that's danceable since I don't know when.
Sure.
So,
Polkonomics. Is Polkonomics still together?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're, you know, strictly a polka band.
Right. Right.
You have to really love polka. But this is, you know, and we don't do any polkas. Maybe it's something that
right.
we might have to stick one in the covered. Hopper,
that's
you know.
That's covered here in the, right.
That's Sonoma great. County,
but it's nice to know that there are women that are willing to get together and be
certainly.
Continuous and consistent and bringing something to the community.
Sure. Well, if we wanted to book you for our next event, how would we make contact?
Let's see. Since I'm here, probably my phone number is 707-529-6227. And my email address is aantang@gmail.com.
Okay, and that's A-A-N-T-A-N-G.
Right.
Antang.
Good. A-A-N-T-A-N-G, double A in the front.
Excellent.
@gmail.com.
Does Mr. Sister have a website?
Not yet.
Not
We're
yet.
Still working on that.
Working on that?
Facebook?
No Facebook either. You know, I'm the youngest one in the group, so everybody's over 50, and we're all digging our heels in going, technology, no,
yeah,
we don't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
do it.
That's
so
great.
That's, well, that'll be coming up in 2013.
There
if we get
you go.
Through the 21st,
right,
we're good.
Resolution.
All right. Well, we already know we're going to, so that's fabulous. Angie, it's been great. Great having you here with us tonight and getting to know you and hear the band and you can meet Angie, and you can certainly meet Lupe at the Holiday Affair coming up next week. Also, don't forget to tell them that you heard them on Outbeat Radio. That's always important. We're glad to be able to bring their information to you. Next month on Outbeat Collage, we'll be bringing in the new year with Venus Mayer, the singing chiropractor, and also local writer Jenny Orvino. Do want to say thanks to Mary Moore Campagna for helping us out on the engineering boards, to Sun Bell, who is the originator of the theme song that you hear every week. You know, she's been a great friend, and
talented,
certainly her
talented
talent is showing. On behalf of all of us here at Outbeat Radio, and Gary and myself, would love to just say the very best of holidays to you from our family to yours. Be safe, love one another, and we'll see you next year.